You know, I'm feeling pretty inspired by that hymn, "Though I May Speak with Bravest Fire." And though I love this soul, I think it might be time to power stole it up. What do you think? Okay. All right. Now I'm ready. Here we go. Got some fire going on. So I want all of you to take a moment and remember. You can close your eyes or not as you're comfortable. But take a moment and think about the happiest, most powerful memory you have in this congregation, whether that's years ago or right this morning. It might be something someone up here said sometime, or from a conversation in the social hall, or something in personal theology, or a moment with our children, or doing social justice work, or singing in the choir, or a thousand other things. So I'll give you a few moments to just think about that memory. Okay. How amazing was that moment? Give me like a one or two hand amazing. How much? Come on. Like, okay, I see a lot of two hands. That's great. And I know that even if you can't all tell me right now, and please don't try right this moment, I know about some of those moments because I and Kristen have listened to many of you tell us about such memories in these last 2 years that we've been here. We've heard, for instance, about all the work to stop Prop 8 and then later about when marriage equality was fully realized. And we've heard about some of the particularly moving words or rituals from ministers and lay people and youth here in worship. And we've heard both from and about the choir many times. And we've heard a testimony from people about the first time they came here, or perhaps the moment that made them realize they wanted to not just come here, but be a member here. And over the last few months in the Mission and Vision sessions over the fall and winter, we heard about a lot of these moments too, and thought about how we can make more of those sorts of moments happen in the future. So I want you to know that if I haven't yet heard about your moments, I do want to hear about it. And though I can't hear them all today, even outside in the atrium after service, perhaps that we could find a time soon to hear about it. You can be in touch with me about that. For now, though, for the purposes of this service, I want you to hold that image of your memory in your mind. And also, I want you to think about everything it took to make that happen. So if it happened here in this building, you might think about those who helped build this place and all the people and resources that maintain it. Or you might think about the staff that helped make your moment happen, our musicians, or the administrative staff whose work behind the scenes makes so many things possible here, or the ministers and other leaders who spoke and organized or created or led something that allowed your moment to happen. Or think of the partners in the larger community who depend on the contributions we give them, the money we give them from our Split the Plate, or the many hours that we've put into working in their programs. Personally, one of the things I think of is the incredibly wonderful and dedicated people who help take care of my own children. The child care providers in the nursery right now, and all the teachers, and the people who created the curriculums we use and the other resources, our family, Director of Family Ministries, Marin, and so many more. And so these are some of the things I think about today. Maybe you do too. But I think about these things all the time, partly because it's my job as the minister and as part of our coordinating team to think about not just the moments that happened, but all the work it took to help make those moments happen. And today I'm talking about stewardship. We often say that word here when we mean we're asking for money. And that's totally true. There's nothing wrong with that. It does take a fair amount of money to keep this place running, to do our ministries in the full, vibrant way we do. But I also want to talk about stewardship in the larger sense, in the sense of balance, our monthly theme today, in the sense of taking care of ourselves and our communities and our world, of being stewards, of caretakers of the things we have been given or the things we have earned, taking care of them not just for ourselves but for others too. Because I do think stewardship is about balance. No coincidence, our monthly theme is balance. And one of the most important lessons I learned about congregational leadership and about stewardship and about all these churchy things is an important recognition. There are some things that can't be solved. And I don't mean that they're going to be awful forever. I don't mean that sense they can't be solved. I mean that not everything is a problem with a solution, especially a solution that will mean it's never going to be an issue again. It's really tempting to think that we could solve every issue once and for all, but it's simply not that simple. The Reverend John Gibb Millspaugh, one of my colleagues, gave a wonderful workshop about this at a Unitarian Universalist Association General Assembly, which is our annual summer conference, several years ago that I attended. And he pointed out that problems are things that have solutions. You can do something, whether it's monetary or resources or a different way of thinking, and you'll pretty much solve the problem and it's done. But there's another kind of issue that he and the people he's drawing upon call a polarity. That is, it has two poles, two ends. And polarities can't be solved, they have to be managed. So this may sound a little abstract, so let me try to give you a few more concrete examples. What's a good example of a polarity? You might say that individual identity and group identity, you have both of them and you hold them in tension. Your work and family life, there's no solution, there's just a polarity being managed between the two. Or you might say the wish to get away from it all and the simultaneous wish to be close to services and opportunities. Or the polarity between innovation and stability. We can't change everything if we want to also have stability. Or the polarity between action and reflection. They're both necessary. We both need them. We have to manage how we go back and forth between them. In other words, we have to find balance. Or perhaps to use the language of systems leadership, we have to manage the polarity to help find balance. And find it again, and find it again after that, since it's constantly needed to be corrected. There isn't a solution to fix because there isn't a problem. There are two good things that in the extreme might be problematic, but that correctly balanced work just fine. So in the religious life, we might think of yin and yang as one of the most famous polarity examples. There's a ritual balancing of different kinds of energy, of different life forces, of different responsibilities. Or in Unitarian Universalism, we might talk about another famous polarity, about freedom and responsibility, as in one of the UUA principles, which speaks of a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We can have a completely free search for truth and meaning, sure, but we need to have a responsible one too. So we have to manage our freedom and responsibility. Or to think of it in a ritual sense, we might talk about our own flaming chalice with its dynamic flame held safely in a supportive chalice. Both of them need each other, the flame and the chalice, to be complete. It's a perfect symbol of a balance of vibrancy and stability. And in our congregation, we might talk about the balance to wish to fund our ministries powerfully while also making sure that we're financially sustainable. And so our congregation finds balance in many ways. We support individuals, yes, but we also are in the midst of community life all the time. We balance the polarity of being completely generous and completely responsible. And so in this season in which we talk about how best to support our congregation, I think of this balance. How do we find balance in our lives? How can we find balance in the way we manage the things that most matter to us? Now, I don't have any magic solutions to this because, remember, there are no solutions to polarities. But I do have thoughts about managing this. So in our family, we'd set time for work and time for family. I won't pretend that we perfectly balance those, but we try. In my life, I try to take time to enjoy the right now and to take time and money to plan for the future. I crave stability in my life, but I try to make sure that I stay open to change too. And I don't do any of these things perfectly, but I try as much as I can to do them with intention and compassion. And so in the sense of finding balance around congregational stewardship, our congregational leaders have been working on balance, balancing our budget quite literally, and in so doing, see how we might be able to increase income in some areas and to cut costs in the least painful ways. Because we want to be financially sustainable for the next 126 years too. We want to continue our thriving ministries in the strongest way possible. And so great stewardship from our members and friends is a key part of that, which is why we've asked everyone this year to consider if they could raise their pledge by 20%, or if that's not possible, by whatever amount is possible. Our family has increased our pledge 25%, and I feel blessed that we can do so. And I think back to dear friends of mine from my home church in College Station, Texas, though, like me, they've since moved on from that area. One year, as they sat down to talk about their pledge, they were thinking of these very sorts of issues, of how to balance generosity, their church community, and financial responsibility at home. And as the couple spoke to each other, they realized how much the church meant in their lives, and that indeed, it meant more than a lot of other things in their lives that they were spending money on. And so they decided in this particular year, they'd rather give some of the money they had previously used for entertainment instead to the church because it was doing a lot more for them in their lives. So I'm not telling you to give up your Black Panther movie money. Wakanda forever. Or your daily coffee run. Because I imagine that does a lot for you too. But as you fill out pledge sheets and either turn them in now or wait to come forward on Celebration Sunday, March 25th, and put them together with all of us in the basket. And if you've turned your pledge in form in already, that's fine. We'll have little sheets of paper you can turn in that say, I've already turned in my pledge form. So you won't feel left out on March 25th, the day we're turning in our pledge forms. In short, this church needs your support. Here we want people to come and be transformed, to find the balance in the lives that they're seeking and the depth and power that they need. And we need all of us to make that happen and all that we can do to make it happen. Because the truth is that good church takes resources because it is powerful and it needs that fuel. As the Reverend Dr. Victoria Weinstein, who we already heard once from today, once put it, and I quote, it is a lot of inner work, a lot of thinking and reflecting and talking with people about how to be. And yes, it's expensive. I give my church a lot of my time and my money, but it is working a miracle in my life, which feels amazingly freer, richer, more meaningful, deep, and hopeful now than it did before I devoted myself to religious community and practice. If you're interested, I'd love you to be my guest for a Sunday service. End quote. Now, I don't have to ask any of y'all to be my guest because you're already here. Though you might ask that friend you've been thinking about to be your guest. But that sentiment, my life feels amazingly freer and richer and more meaningful, deep and hopeful now than it did before. I hope you connect with that here. And if you don't, let's talk about how you can. And if that is not worth supporting, I don't know what is. So remember, all things are possible. And we are the ones who make them possible. Amen.